Ding dong. Hello?
This is Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps and what in the NXT is going on. I'm your semi basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
Yeah, so we have a new champion in NXT.
Thank God.
I mean, well, yeah. And then it was funny because, like, immediately I was like, oh, I'm going to miss Mandy as champ.
Not at all. Goodbye, good riddance, and shit, now I feel bad about it.
Yeah. So after Mandy had to drop the title, she got fired. She's, like, no longer with WWE. Not like, she's not with WWE.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to be said other than this company is bullshit. All companies are bullshit. And if you believe, like, the way that the stories have broke about how, like, this stuff finally got to Shawn Michaels and they had to take her off of TV, like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, there's
you
all
guys
these.
Literally had your people in Playboy at one point. And I know that it's a different show, but it's a different show than it was then, but. You guys are the ones who built this monster, and now you're going to try and act all prudish whenever, like, she tries to embody, like, embolden herself? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I know there were comments about, like, oh, it's not the same thing as them doing Playboy. It's because last time the WWE was, like, involved with the deals. And so, yeah, it's because they can't make money off of Mandy in that sense. And maybe that's why, because they built her, they're like, we're the ones that made you be, like, sexy Mandy, and we told people to be more like sexy Mandy.
Yeah, like, the hypocrisy is stupid. You lost, like, a great talent in Athena and other people who weren't dressing sexy like Mandy and didn't want to be sexy like Mandy because 2.0 sucked, and that was all that, like, it was bringing to the table in the first 2-3 months. And yeah, it's just dumb to then turn around and try and act like you're holier than them. It's really stupid.
Yeah. But back to the match, it's pretty cool to have Roxanne as a champ.
Yeah. I'll complain out of the way that NXT crowd sucks because they had no idea when to actually, like, be into it. And that was the time to be. And they didn't get the closing shot that they should have of Roxy being on top. But whatever, she's champion. And
new I'm era.
Excited to see where this division will go.
What
she's
do you think?
So fucking good.
What do you think happens to Toxic Attraction?
I don't know. Maybe they show up on a main show at this point, leaderless.
Or go hang out with Sonya.
Yeah, they could do that too. I would prefer them separate and just kind of
imagine
they bring her
up with Sonya, and then they're just like, this is new Toxic Attraction. Like, they don't make any mention of Mandy. It's just like, this is Toxic Attraction now.
I would think they'd keep the name. I don't see why.
Well,
they would.
But I'm just saying, like, with Mandy with Sonya being their leader.
Yeah, and they've already wrestled there with the name, so they can definitely use it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need more women's tag teams, so they should just be fast tracked in the main roster. Everybody's been saying that they're ready already. So
yeah, it seems like they're trying to make more teams, but this time it doesn't seem as, I don't know, weird or out of place. I mean, Emma and Tamina make sense as a tag team. They're former divas.
It doesn't to me. Just because they were former divas isn't a tag team basis.
No, Emma doesn't, like, really know anybody. Yeah. So, yeah, she's like, hey, Tamina, I know you.
Asuka and Bliss were just like, hey, you guys are at the top of the card. Why don't we just put you guys in a tag team? And then Tegan and Liv were like, hey, you guys are both alt girls. Why don't you guys be in a tag team? Hey, you guys like to break arms. Why don't you be in a tag team? Oh, and then I guess we got Raquel
and
Shotzi left. So you guys be in a tag team too. Like, it's not coherent at all. It's just kind of like tag teams, but whatever. Let them have, like, be tag teams for a little while, and then we'll be used to it, and then they'll have a division.
Yeah,
so
basically.
But
well, yeah, because they're all, like, forming at once.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because it's, like, all the NXT women that all came up at the same time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Roxanne. She's made in it. She's the only reason that I've been, like, excited to ever tune into NXT 2.0. Since it's gotten the rebrand, and yeah, I want to see her wrestle everybody now.
Man, I don't think it was, it wasn't like championship match.
Were any of Mandy's really?
Mako's look good.
Mako's was good, I will say that.
But yeah, it kind of seemed obvious that Mandy was going to drop it and wasn't like,
I told you, super happy about it. Like she, yeah, she wore it all over her face. I didn't realize the circumstances that she might have like thought she was, or might have known she was going to get fired the next day, which again is bullshit. And if Tony Khan had even 1% of acumen for booking women's wrestling, like this dude cannot book women's wrestling for anything. What a fucking kick to the pants of your wrestling, of your women's division, than to hire the woman who was just fired and then put her in with the other two really pretty blondes in Tay and Anna Jay, who you already had to be scheduled on that show. Holy shit. Steal all the headlines away from that. Turn it into something big and like actually have her do something there too. Have her her and Kenny Omega delivering these knees on these on these shows. Like it would have been amazing. But no, he still hasn't done that. And I don't know if it's because she has a 90-day complete or anything, but he should have like, instead of hiring that dipshit from NXT that he did, the guy who was in that faction that showed up like the next day or something like that. Mandy Rose is the person that you pony up and pay that for.
Right.
But whatever. I'm sure there's circumstances, like business circumstances.
Imagine Mandy going to AEW and like Athena just like, God damn it.
That would be hilarious. Athena's in Ring of Honor though. She doesn't have to worry about it.
True.
Actually, that'd be a great storyline. Whenever they do the Ring of Honor and AEW crossover, Athena could finally wrestle her and then get taken out by her because she's the heel. Sexy face Mandy in AEW. If it isn't happening by February, Tony Khan has failed.
Honestly, I can't really tell you any standout or like highlights of that match. But I want to talk about Lyra Valkyria's debut match.
Okay.
I was surprised that she didn't use her finisher. And people were saying it's because somebody else on the roster has the same one.
Yeah, he's a
that's too bad.
Star.
That's too bad because it was like a scissor kick or whatever
Carmelo Hayes' finisher.
Well, whatever.
It was hers first.
In NXT
it's
UK.
It's her finisher. Carmelo Hayes stole her finish.
So she finished with a frog splash. You know what? I saw, who did it? But basically I saw one where it was a leg drop, but a flip into a leg drop. And it looked really cool. And I was thinking, oh, maybe she could do something like that. But I don't know if she does. Like, I don't know if she can do somersaults.
Yeah, because the other one was just a kick off the top rope.
Yeah. I mean, she gets high, though. So she probably could do something like that. But that frog splash wasn't it.
Yeah, it's going to be your finisher. Unfortunately, sorry about it.
I really hope
the
not.
The really annoying part about it is Carmelo Hayes should have been with Hit Row like a month ago. He shouldn't be here anymore. And the only reason he's here is because Shawn Michaels needed somebody who didn't completely suck ass to be in the Iron Survivor men's match. And yeah, it sucks. I got notes. Shouldn't have changed their finisher. She's a woman and Carmelo Hayes is on his way out. They can both share a finisher, whatever. The graphics with the rain. Oh my God, that was the dumbest shit I've seen. This side of Roman Reigns' stupid little idol AR graphics.
Oh my God.
Like, but I am glad that she's here. That match showed she can bring something to the division. And more so than that, I saw a match with her and Lash of all people. It was a clip of her and Lash of all people. And Lash did a backbreaker on her, but like a swinging backbreaker on her. And the way she sold it looked amazing. So I think she is the perfect person for this roster. Like,
yeah.
She's got experience. She's supplemental. She's basically like Kaylee Ray, just not as experienced as Kaylee Ray.
Yeah.
And obviously not as good, in my opinion, as Kaylee Ray.
Well,
but she can bring that higher level that these women can play up to.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that she can bring them up to her level and like they can get a whole other, like they can have someone to, we don't have to get Amari Miller and Lash Legend matches. We can get like them versus Lyra or like, yeah. I'm excited for the prospects of her.
Bringing the NXT UK girls was like, a really good move.
Some of them.
I had wished it was Nina Samuels and not Isla Dawn, but whatever. We'll deal with the witch for now. But
I like the Undertaker when I was a kid. Like I don't like supernatural stuff at all anymore.
I mean, witchcraft and stuff is really big right now on TikTok, and who knows? Maybe they'll garner in like those angsty teens right now.
That's what she needs to do. Is start. She needs to get a.
He needs to get a coven going.
Specific TikTok account, then just open up which videos and then start uploading her wrestling videos to it. So it feeds it into the algorithm, and then all these witches are like, oh shit, there's a witch in wrestling now? I want to watch this. But really, they would just see some Julia Hart and then go over there because Julia Hart looks badass as a god.
She does. But also, not related to Julia Hart, but I was just thinking about how, because, you know, her background is in kickboxing. And what a, like, fitting background for a witch. Like, what I think of, okay, what kind of exercise do you think witches are doing? I'd say kickboxing is it.
What's the name of the stupid sport in Harry Potter? That's the activities that they do. Yeah, I hope they bring Zaya at some point, but I feel like she would fit better in AEW.
Is it Zaya Brookside?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
she's been there for a while, so I feel like she is someone that they would believe in, and like they constantly tried to give her stuff, and she did really well with it. So they know better than anybody how good she is. But I feel like she could shine better at the top of AEW's division than in the middle and lower card.
I think with AEW's crowd being like very indie centric, she's the one that they would probably prop up, especially since they have that one man mustache mountain guy. So like it's possible, right?
He's not on the roster.
Oh, well, he showed up. Maybe Mazzio can show up there too. Actually, yeah, I could totally see her fitting in with like Athena and Ruby and hell, even Britt, especially with like the spoiled brat persona that Zaya Brookside has or had.
Ty should have good matches with. Like, yeah, like that's their level. And like, they don't need to pretend like they're the upper echelon of this company of this industry. You'll get there all together at some point.
So, okay. I did. I don't think I've ever addressed that Ty Mello is Ty Mello now. What happened with that? Like, honestly, was there an explanation or just like, that's her name now?
No, she just started going by that now.
Okay. I thought so. Because I was like, did I miss something?
Her and Sammy are Tony Khan's best friends. They get whatever the hell they want.
Oh, okay.
Well, didn't have to have any sort of explanation or anything. And they're all, I don't know if she thinks it's like Healy to be Ty instead of Tynara. But whatever. Because that's what they're going for, is the prom king and queen heels.
Finally, somebody's doing it. Yeah. And it is from people who draw like major heat.
Ugh, I hate it. Like, I'm just done with that. I don't care.
Well, she had her match against Ruby, right?
Yeah. Ruby's returning match.
Returning match. I don't understand why they are feuding. I know that.
She put her on the shelf.
Oh, before she left? Yeah. Oh, see, I don't remember that.
That was part of the feud. Well, so that's the other thing about bringing in, just going back to my idea of bringing in Mandy. Jericho is part of JAS. Tay and Anna JAS are part of that. Like, who better for him to bring than another sports entertainer into this faction?
That's
and
true.
And they have, like, another person that they can, whatever. The match is all right. They've been feuding for a while. She broke her hand on the way out. And then I think they might have also given her another injury, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, that's basically how long she's been. That was when she was written off of TV, and then now she's barely coming back from that injury. But it was Ty that put her out.
After the match, I saw, Anna Jay.
Yeah.
Also, she did her gory bomb on Ruby. And I was looking, it's just funny because I'm watching and I'm like, how does Kaylee Ray, Alba Fire make hers look way more deadly? And I was like, that's the same move.
Yeah.
No, but the best version of that type of finisher would be Abaddon's.
Yeah. Yeah, because they all look terrified the whole match. Like, just elevates in that moment.
Yeah. Well, also they put their hands in their opponent's mouths. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's that. Oh, it's been so long. It's gross. Such a gross finisher. So did they drop the whole Bow Wow feud with Jade? Or is that still happening?
I think it's going to be like, yeah. I think it's going to be relegated to just occasional references because she did mention it in the end of their promo, at the end of their little segment. But
Well, the real feud is actually Jade and Red Velvet coming up, right? Which is cool, I think. Ooh, maybe it's going to be Red Velvet to end her reign. Imagine someone on her in her inner circle.
The heat, like, I don't know. I don't feel like when Red Velvet's been given those chances that she's earned the push that beating Jade is going to get. But maybe it could be her last chance and she can make it work. I just feel like they're saving that for somebody else. Willow or somebody else.
Alternative
to Willow.
I was going to say, we'll see.
Alternative for Willow could be beating Athena once Ring of Honor has their TV show.
Yeah.
Athena is the heel champion. But yeah, I feel like they still don't even know who's going to beat Jade. And I don't think it's going to be Red Velvet.
Well, there's ideas.
Yeah.
I watched the Britt and Sky Blue match, but before we get into that, Sky Blue is like not really good at promos, right?
No, she's kind of like Roxanne. Like, that's both of their weak points. They're so young.
You're
sticking a camera right in their face and be like, all right, be charismatic. Like, come on.
Because, like, I was laughing at it because she's saying to Britt, like, oh, yeah, you do so much talking, but, like, can you back it up? It's like, dude, where have you been? Like, I know you're young, but like, yeah, you can't have been born yesterday. Come on now.
So you seen that baby face? She was born yesterday. Literal baby face.
But yeah, friggin' Cora Jade variant in AEW.
Yeah. So there was some like bunch of people that were like, wait, why is she Cora today?
Yeah. I don't understand what the point of that match was. Just like,
it was just to give
just to build her up or to
more time
give,
for Sky yeah and okay more matches. They had to have a match on Rampage. So
well, then this makes sense. Then
like when you look at their nights, so like the event that we're gonna go to in a couple of weeks, they will have two women's matches on the card. Cool. Like it looks like it's fine, kind of equal booking. Then even though you have a lot more men's booking because you do get more women on the show when you're there. But the way they break it up, it's like 15 minutes worth of women in the 2-hour show and then like 10 minutes worth of women in the 1-hour show.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really seem like equal booking. It's just old complaints. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think I see where like they think, oh, how do people not think it's equal booking? Because they're seeing it every single week. But we don't see it that way every single week. You guys are the only ones who do see it that way every single week.
Well, I'm just saying this like matchup makes sense because it's just Sky talking shit, and then Britt's like, yeah, well, I mean, we have space, so yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, they just needed matches, and they got to start getting Sky more time on TV because she's going to be, like, the future of that division.
Wow. Okay, then. Well, let's...
She's no Roxanne. Yeah. I like her. I know you're not a big fan of her, but... Yeah.
Of Sky Blue?
No.
Maddie Ratkowski is my girl.
Oh, I want someone to sign her so bad. I feel like there's going to be a low-key bidding war for her.
Yeah.
Especially that Cody's in WWE now. I think she might show up in WWE.
Imagine.
NXT would be a good spot.
Because she's like Cody's girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the other cute part of Roxanne and winning her championship was Booker T being all emotional and stuff.
They've been playing up that angle and like, I don't know. I think it just takes away from her accomplishments. Like,
well, she's one of his students.
She's one of his students, but
it's still cool.
She's done all. Well, here's the thing is like, I've seen more of these clips of her, like when she was on Total Divas.
Yeah.
At the guardrails talking to these women. And I'm like, nothing was going to stop her.
Yeah.
And like, Booker T could have given her a little leg up, but nobody can take credit for her success.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's taking credit. No, it's just, like, I thought it was a cute little.
Yeah. Like they're making that. Whatever.
He's like a proud coach, proud papa.
Yeah. I'm just a hater. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Obviously.
It's fine. I'm a hater. I think Roxanne deserves more glory, is why.
Even though
she's literally champion, there isn't a higher stage for her on NXT right now.
Let's talk SmackDown really quick because there was a defense of the championships of the tag team anyway. And that is Tegan and Liv versus Damage Control. And Tegan looked really good in this match.
Yeah. Showed those little flashes of a really good wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Like, just her character parts of the segment was really great. And, man, Liv, sorry. Like, you're like, you about to get surpassed here.
Yeah, totally. But then she already did get surpassed. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't think... I mean, everybody's still very pro-Liv. Obviously,
because Liv has been here. And, like,
I'm just saying, once Tegan is just featured more, which I think they really should keep them as a tag team to do that.
I mean, objectively, not in the crowd's eyes. That's how I...
Well, I'm just saying, like, and this is coming from a very non-Tegan fan.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think.
But no, I'm actually really excited for her on this
good storyline in roster. There, where if they keep chasing those titles and Liv keeps on screwing it up, trying to be extreme, and Tegan's just like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why can't you just not be extreme for 5 minutes so we can get these belts?"
And then Liv stands up and is all bad.
Yeah, and then they fight that she hits her with a bat or something like that, and then they can have some extreme matches. I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
but we gotta be careful with Tegan. So. Be careful with Tegan.
Don't break her. She's very fragile.
Good. I don't think it was better than any of the Alexa and Asuka matches, though.
Especially
for how much the commentary around it was. We saw it delayed. So the commentary around it was that it was the best women's tag match we've seen in forever. Asuka and Alexa ones were just a couple months ago.
Yeah, and I think that's just what it is. It's like we haven't seen the tag team. Just the tag teams like this.
Yeah.
There's usually like 3-on-3 and one like EO independently, Dakota independently. So just the fact that it was like an actual tag match, I think that's what it is. Just people are just like, oh my gosh,
and a good
like a tag team match, and it was great.
It was really good. Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed it.
And I just think to call it the greatest, okay.
Yeah.
Like it's because they forgot because they haven't done it, and it's okay. So we'll give the, I don't know, I wouldn't even say like the universe because I don't think they're on Twitter. But yeah, it was good. And they're, because Bailey was getting involved in that match, right? Mm. So they threw her over the barricade, but then like a masked, hooded audience member kicked, what's her face in the head? Tegan?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that got damage control the pin and they kept their titles, but then they revealed who it was. So you're like, oh my gosh, who was that? People were like freeze framing.
Yeah, people had already stopped it. They had already revealed it before the show was even over. And it makes me wonder if that's the reason they did the digital segment.
So it was Ailey. Yeah.
When they were like carrying her away and they showed like the backside of her, she was all stocky. I was like, oh, it may be Deonna Purrazzo. I was so stoked for like 15 minutes. And then somebody else got that screenshot, not again, 15 minutes later. And you could clearly see Ailey's face. And it's just disappointment. Okay. Like,
let's try it again, guys. Basically, oh is what it is.
And it just like, really? You guys don't do anything. Just listen to wrestling podcasts. Because I've pitched at least two ideas better than Xia Li as the Hail Mary to save damage control. Because whatever. And that's even if they're going to do that. I really hope that's not it. I hope Xia's just like turning the corner and she's going to kind of go rogue and do her own thing.
No, I think that's what's happening.
Which we found out today, hopefully, because she wasn't there. But yeah, I would not want her to be part of damage control.
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's her just like acting out. That's like going to follow her storyline. Yeah. Bring which, back like, Natty.
The protector. So that's just not a thing anymore.
Nope.
And like, yeah, I guess they weren't doing anything with her. If they're going to do something with her that isn't damage control, fine.
It's just funny because this is like, the third attempt. It's giving Liv.
Yeah. Which she eventually made it after the 10th re-
yeah, yeah, revisit, yeah. So. And now she's with Tegan.
So you're gonna take 7 more tries, Zaya.
Yeah, and then she'll be partners with Natty.
And we're on how many for Lacey? Like 20 now?
Lacey's gone.
No, she's not.
No, I mean like she just hasn't been around.
Yeah, because she's still going through her back to found her boot for camp. Fundamentals. She'll be back in a couple of weeks. She'll be back at the top of the year.
I actually do want to see what how this plays too. Out.
That's why I'm not.
We're not being sarcastic.
Like, I was worried about when you said she's gone. Like, no, they didn't fire her, and I didn't hear this. Does she have a fantasy?
Fan time. I can't believe like that was the site that Mandy was posting on. Fan time.
Honestly, if they think that, whatever.
Okay. Well,
she is a great brand. She would make a lot of money that isn't going to come through any of them on her own if those were the pursuits that she wanted to pursue.
I mean, get it. I would if I had the assets. All right. Next. Well, Rhonda and Shayna are still teaming up and they beat up Raquel backstage. So that happened. Anyway, Raw. We got an intergender match.
Yeah. I can't believe Triple H beat
it
AEW
happened. It was, and you know what?
AEW, Ring of Honor, all these like promotion. I mean, I guess AEW didn't. Just kind of the soul of it was baked into AEW.
Yeah, yeah.
But like Ring of Honor, all these other indie promotions that have had intergender matches where like we see these GIFs and clips of Candace looking like she's broken by people. And Triple H was the first one to get it out in years.
I mean, Impact did it with Jordynne Grace, and
oh yeah, because she gets in those matches. That's true.
Yeah, but yeah. So
I was gonna say she's a whole other beast though, but no, she's just as beastly as Rhea.
As Rhea Ripley, like,
I'm just as afraid of both of them.
So yeah, she had a match against Tozawa because he hit Dominic.
He threw liquor in Dominic's
face.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. That's right. Okay.
After he was already blinded by the black mist last week.
I love how Rhea is coming to the aid of her man, her little pole boy.
It just disappoints me now that we didn't see more Asuka stuff, but whatever. We got this.
She's on her hiatus right now. I'm sure we'll see it because Rhea's going to kick it off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just love like how she defends her man, and Judgment Day is so annoying and stupid, and I love it. I love Judgment Day. I love their whole stupid family dynamic, and like, it's like they're goth bullies, which is like
their goth kids from South Park grew up or hit the gym and started bullying the rest of the town.
Basically, and Dominic is that little one in the group. Yeah, no, I love it. And it actually was done pretty well because, okay, well, it's Tozawa. That's believable. It's not like Randy Orton, like sucker punching Rhea. And that's the other thing too, is like Tozawa wasn't landing any punches. He's like, yeah, I can't do that. Yeah. So he had to stick with, yeah, just like wrestling moves. Like you'd see middle school kids, they wrestle boys and girls all the time, right?
Not all the time, but
well, they can. Yeah. It happens. So it's like that. So I think it was very like even playing field here. Yeah. And also Rhea was killing Tozawa.
She murdered him at the end of it. And throughout it, that kick, his soul left his body. She left it on the mat. He had to scoop it back into his body.
It was like in Doctor Strange when people would get like pushed out of their body. That's what it looked like.
Oh, you see him like chomping it back down because it was in pieces on that mat. Oh, man, that looked like it hurt.
I will say, though, I didn't enjoy Street Profits mocking Rhea after she had gotten knocked out.
She's a heel.
I know, but like still, Tozawa still wasn't going to hit her. Like, you guys don't like pile on. Out.
That's why they were laughing at her.
You can't pile on, though.
She's a
what
heel.
Kind of example does it set? We're already having an intergender
She's
match.
Literally a heel, and I think Bianca's done enough to offset that little bit of shittiness towards women by empowering enough little girls. She's a misogynist. Offset him enough. Just to cover this once.
Very much disagree, but let's move on then. But yeah, no, this was a lot of fun. I think the audience was like getting a kick out of it too. I saw so many people like laughing like me, or just like really into the whole spectacle.
This is happening right now. I think that's going through the whole thing.
And she's still pinned to Zawa, like the way she's done all the other ladies.
That was where I was thinking, she should have like Jericho pinned him.
Oh.
Just had him dead and like, he doesn't deserve that.
Nah, she's like, I pin you like the rest of them. I'm your mommy too.
Yeah, true feminist.
So there was that. And then, the Bianca and Alexa backstage segment. Very interesting because I was surprised that they actually decided to explain things. Everybody's just like been questioning, like, what is even happening with Alexa? And I think we finally got answers, whether they were good or not. But I was surprised. I was surprised that they actually addressed it.
Wasn't a fan, but whatever. It was fine. People are going to like it. They have their storyline going. I am curious to see where it's going to go. I just like don't care to see it play out.
So Byron,
and that's 'cause I love Bianca.
Yeah. So Byron was asking Alexa, like, hey, you guys have been cool for a while and then you just sort of snapped. What the hell was that all about? And Bianca's like, yeah, I would like to know too. And she's like, because I don't trust you now. And Alexa's like explaining that Bray Wyatt turned her into Dark Alexa and then just like bounced. And so she was like, hasn't been the same since, had to go to therapy. And then I can't remember what the other explanation part
was. What was the whole point of that? Is like, Bianca's saying, I don't trust you now. And then was she trying to refute that she should? Because then a couple minutes later, she's like, Bray Wyatt isn't who you should be afraid of. I am.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. So that's what I was saying.
I shouldn't have trusted you from the time you were eyeing my belt 2 months ago.
And so Alexa is explaining that basically, I don't know what happened. And she's not like sorry for it. She's just like, I don't know what happened. Like, basically, like, yeah, I blacked out, cry about it. And then that's when Bianca was saying, like, about sympathizing. But I don't know. She brought up Bray Wyatt again. And that's when Alexa was like, oh, because she's saying, like, basically saying, like, I can't trust you. I've seen what he can do. And, like, I've seen what you're doing. And that's when Alexa was like, yeah, don't. Like, basically, like, you don't need to bring him up anymore. This is about me. And I think that's more, like, a thing to the audience rather than... Because, I mean, you were even saying last week, too, about the whole Bray and Alexa thing not, like, making sense because they're not on the same shows.
Well, that and also, like, well, what she was saying, too, she's like, and then he left me. Like, fucking, you killed him. You got him murdered. You by the end of it, everybody thought or saw that you were in control of this. So is that part of the storyline, or are you like trying to tell stories? Because this is just not going anywhere cohesive. Like, it's not going anywhere that makes any sense.
And I think now that's why Alexa's just like, forget it now. This is me.
Well, even then, though, we have the Flash, and that logo is Bray Wyatt.
That's true.
That's where, like, when you're saying she is ending it, the logo is
maybe
what's
she's
triggering
not
her,
ending
so
it.
So she's not ending it.
Oh, she's trolling even though
we,
us.
Like, it could have been that, and we could have seen, like we saw Lily in the screenshot of Bianca lying on the ground afterwards.
Wait. Are we getting worked?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well...
You are. I still think Bray Wyatt is going to be involved in this in somehow. I don't think that they're trying to.
I don't try to guess spoilers of movies and whodunits. I don't try to play along. I just like go along for the ride. And I'm doing the same thing with Alexa.
I feel like both of these storylines are just going on too long.
Well, I think we also just have to keep waiting to see what happens.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, it's long term storytelling. I'm just also a fickle ass wrestling fan. So, like. Once you don't give me enough for too long, I'm just done. And I'm not to say that I'm done with this storyline. I'm just starting to be done with this storyline. Luckily, it's all great performers that I enjoy watching. So
and
I'll give them a benefit of the doubt for a little while longer.
It's going to be like revealed or ended or whatever sooner rather than later because Royal Rumble is in a few weeks. Yeah. So cool.
The only thing that I've been thinking about while we've been talking for the last... 10-15 minutes is the spots of Roxanne in the Royal Rumble and who she's gonna wrestle, who she's gonna square up with. Oh, NXT champion has to be in the Royal Rumble.
Roxanne and Bailey.
Oh, man.
Well, let's talk about.
She's gonna show up and Bailey's gonna knock her out right away. She's gonna like Santino her right over the ropes. Oh, that would be great heat.
Yeah, I think it'd be something like, "Who was that?" Yeah. She was like, gone as soon as she came.
And then she could just eat humble pie on the next show. And be like, "Yeah, I don't know what happened, guys.
Sorry, but I'm back.
I'm still champ."
Yeah, so let's talk about Bailey and Becky. I was surprised that this was happening already, and we're getting a good like storytelling situation here. Becky's just like, and they talked about, the commentators brought up like, yeah, she's part of the four horsewomen, but Bailey was left behind in NXT while Becky went on and did amazing things, which it's not really true because it took a while for Becky to really get over.
Yeah. Same way
it was the Sasha and Charlotte show as soon as they all moved up.
It took Bailey a while to really get over too. Probably the same amount of time. If not, it probably took Becky longer.
I guess, yeah, they have very parallel careers.
We'll go back and look at it. That was the point of Becky's promo, too. And, like, that's why, I mean, that with the comment, they were all just piling on Bailey. And if she didn't win this, I would have.
Then she would really would have gotten her crown for Chump of Chumps. I would have
called Stephanie McMahon myself. Called around until I got Stephanie McMahon's number and said, "You got to stop your husband. Do you know what he's doing? I know you're busy having to take over for Fucko, but make him stop with the Bailey slander."
He's being mean to Bailey. I know she's a heel, but she doesn't deserve this.
Yeah, and it was a good match.
It was a fun match for sure.
We had to get multiple matches of them. Like, we're not just going to get a little bit here.
And I think because, too, NXT really was like their last feud.
Yeah.
And ever since they both moved up, we really haven't seen the two of them together. Or we haven't seen the two of them together. And on NXT, they were friends for just a little bit before Becky turned on Bailey. So that's like the history of them. They've never been like the way Bailey and Sasha were and the way Becky and Charlotte were together.
Yeah.
It's never been like a crossover with them, because even with Sasha and Charlotte, you had their rivalry.
Yeah.
So we haven't had this yet. And I think this should get drawn out.
Yeah. And I think it will. Probably at least a Royal Rumble.
No, past that. Finish the year with it. Like, yeah, I want it to go on that long. No. I mean, finish 2023 with it.
No way. That was way too long for just them two.
Yeah, that should be the challenge. That should be the challenge. Is like, how long can we be in this feud before it gets like worn out? Because they're both so creative. I could totally see that.
Too quick, because it won't be them getting worn out. It'll be the rest of the division that completely sucks without their involvement in it. Which isn't to say that like they're not good, but like it'll just get boring without the two of the best workers there.
Being in like the championship scenes.
They're just fighting each other over and over again. But
that's what I want. I want them.
Yeah,
I want to see how long or how good it's gonna get. But yeah, the match was really good.
Yeah, I'm glad Damage Control finally got, or Bailey finally got that win, even if obviously under heel circumstances.
Yeah, she tried her, when she pinned Becky and used her feet to get on the ropes to hold the pin, stupid ref calling it out.
Close your stupid eyes.
There was like, what is the guy who's not Corey Graves tonight?
I don't know, he pissed me off today. Sometimes.
But he's British, right?
No,
he's not British. He's Irish.
That's why. Because he was in Becky Lynch's corner.
Oh, bias. Well, he was saying like, oh, here's a little bit of that like English wrestling style. When Becky and Bailey were having like their back and forth. Kind of like, yeah, they were just countering each other's moves with the same move. It was really cool.
Yeah.
That whole sequence is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the ending of it. Just kind of like the way it all quickly kind of unraveled there, where they were all involved and ejected, and
so
then Bailey takes advantage of that quick. Like, because it wasn't a drawn out like distraction or anything like that. Bailey just took advantage right away.
Yeah, because basically what happened is at the end, that was the other thing cool. Other cool thing too was Bailey, yeah, she hit her Bailey to belly, and it didn't, like, Becky kicked out of that, but just the commentators, like, doing their job of, like, oh, yeah, this used to be, like, her move that she could win with when she was a face, yeah, but, like, just them calling back, I don't know, just, like, calling back in Bailey's career, and I think they're doing that with this whole feud. I think that's what that whole thing is about. So it worked. This is the time I actually paid attention to the commentators. And then Becky was going to hit her rock bottom, which I still don't understand. I was thinking about it today. Like, why did she choose that as her finisher?
Because she saw Bianca and she saw Rhea and she saw Piper. And she was like, I'm not picking up any of these ladies. I can slam them to the ground.
I guess because, like, yeah, the rock was all charisma, personality. But when I think about it some more, yeah, I guess he really wasn't, like, he didn't have, like, a bunch of cool moves the way some of, I don't know, the other guys did, I thought. But
I think you're
no.
Overestimating the work rate there, because the people who had cool moves were all the cruiserweights. It's just the fact that all of them can do those moves now.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
The cool moves you're thinking of were only Jericho.
But that's why it's like,
Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero.
So, like, I guess why is it that Becky is going that old school to choose, like, her finisher off of? It's like they've progressed so much and have had way, like, more athletic performers, I feel like. Why go with that one? It's so boring now. And I guess that's what it is. Like, at the time, it was like, oh, my God. The rock bottom. But now it's like, oh, I mean, it's cool for old people. Do I sound like Gen Z?
No.
Well, anyway, she tried to hit her rock bottom on Bailey. And I think Bailey could have held on to the ropes and not, like, taken that bump if Damage Control hadn't dragged her out of there to save her.
Yeah, they just pulled her out.
Yeah. I think she, even if she had, I don't think she needed their help at that point. But it had to happen because, yeah, Becky, like, got out. Oh, she baseball slid Bailey, got out, picked up that ring bell, and was, like, threatening Damage Control with it. And that's when the ref mostly stopped it for their sake, or, like, threw them out for their sake, because he was like, Becky, no, leave him alone, kind of deal. Then he kicked out Io and Dakota.
Yeah.
So basically, Damage Control is, like, taking their sweet ass time because they're like, nah, why are you kicking us out for it? Boo, wah. And then Becky's, like, distracted there. So that's when Bailey ran in with the bell and knocked Becky's head and then pinned her right away.
Yeah.
Or no, she did her rose plant on her. Afterwards. Yeah.
That way the ref knew for sure that she put her down.
And yeah, Bailey win. Yeah. It's good. It's good to win one, guys.
I mean, it's almost too little too late for Damage Control for me, but we'll see where it goes from here. I'm happy with the fact that we didn't see Zaya today. Like, I'll count both of those. I'll count that as equally as much of a win as Bailey actually winning. I am annoyed, and my one note here is that why aren't they main eventing?
Oh, because they're like, wait, I thought of a better main event.
Because the bloodline has to rule everything. Like,
yeah. That's what it is. Roman found out. He was just like, the girls are main eventing after an intergender match.
Absolutely not. Not on the Tribal Chiefs watch.
So that's why they weren't the main event. Because isn't that what they were announced as to begin with?
I don't think they were. I think they probably always meant to do this because...
Or everybody just assumed they were the main event.
Yeah, there wasn't a bigger match in that on the card. And then finally, oh, there's a bigger match, which isn't even really a bigger match. Like, I don't give a shit about this thrown together tag team
match. It's not a bigger match. It's just that Roman was like, nah.
It's just, well, it's because, like, that's the annoying thing, too, is Seth is from there. So, like, I get main eventing with him, like, hometown boy, whatever, big thing. And the cool, well, that's the other thing, too, is, like, I can't hate it too much because the way that went off was you didn't watch it. You didn't watch, like, the last minute or two. But it was just like another Attitude Era finish. Like, Austin Theory hit Seth Rollins on the way with his belt on the way out. And then just all this shit was happening, like, back and forth here or there. Sami showed up. Solo Sikoa showed up. Like, It was just crazy for that last minute, well, but right before they went off the air. So I get it, but you couldn't have done that with the women?
No, because Roman said no. What?
Like, this match could have been getting the crowd really hot for the women's match, where they would have delivered, because that tag team match wrestling was not as good as the women's match.
See, right, we're going to get a call from Roman. He's going to be like, you guys are hyping up the women too much. Stop it, Roman. And then we're going to get beat up by the Bloodline Joseph.
You're silly. You think Roman cares about wrestling?
Well, we do. And we care about women's wrestling. And you should too. And go watch it. Good morning to everyone except Lacey Evans. So we recorded this episode the night before she began trending on Twitter for her backward ass views on autism and ADD and processed foods causing harm to children, which possibly leads to autism or ADD. And I and my co-host would like to take back any interest that we haven't seen her character develop. This whole conspiracy theory is really tired, really old, and just not true. Because of our age, we have personally seen these conspiracy theories around autism and ADD be born on the internet and cause major harm and damage to the communities and families of children with actual autism or ADD. Because of the misinformation and people thinking they are smarter than doctors or health officials and researchers who actually like are paid to do this job because they have a YouTube link, we have seen many immunocompromised people be put at risk. The misinformation surrounding autism has had very real consequences, and we just ask that you don't take the internet's word for it. Log off YouTube, because these conspiracy theories were literally just made up in the early aughts. And don't fall for the lies of internet personalities, let alone Lacey Evans, who can't get a character over in her real job to tell you about medical information. So yeah, her posts and posts like these are wrong, can be harmful and even hurtful to these families who support and care for their children with these conditions. So let's just think about that. So have a great day. Watch Women's Wrestling. Love the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down.